This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory.
Glory. Glory.
Oh.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisited us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the
world... Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice already, it's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you people do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do do, I'm happy that you do that do and that you do it with me. The one thing about being on air at 11 o'clock is that all the good stuff does happen while I'm in the studio, man. So I understand that yesterday, the Honorable Halston Mutrie, Speaker of the House of Assembly, did something that we would refer to in the 90s as breaking bottle on the court. You remember that? You remember that playing basketball in, whether you grew up in the Lincoln Boulevard area, and so you was on the Bird Nest, whether you grew up in the Mason's Addition area, so you was on the Big Park, or whether you grew up in Ridgeland Park. I don't know where Ridgeland people used to play ball. They used to come to Lincoln Boulevard. They had any park? I don't remember that. The Ridgeland had a park with a basketball court? All right. And so, there's always a little kid out there who mommy got more money than everybody else, right? So she buys him a headband and a wristband, ankle band, long socks, new Jordans, jersey, and a basketball. And so whenever it's time to play ball on the court, we have to let him play because, you know, he's the one who owned the ball. But we all know that if you grow up in the inner city, at some point the big boys want to play on the basketball court. And then the big boys come to play. We really don't care who ball it is. The big boys have come to play basketball. And every now and again, that little whippersnapper would say, I don't care. This my ball, and if I'm playing, I take in my ball. And then the big boys through the neighborhood would say, well, tell you what, care your ball. They would get glass bottle and break it on the court, and now nobody else could play on this court today because they got to go sweep the court off. And so yesterday, I think what I saw, I don't know where you live, unless you live under a rock by now, you must have heard that the speaker told the executive branch. So the legislative branch of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas told the executive branch of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, if it's war you war, it's war you're going to get. It sounds like a Jamaican movie. I can't believe it. This actually reminds me of riding the bus in the 90s. You know, I'm dedicating the first 15 minutes of this show to the Speaker of the House of Assembly and the executive branch, because this is laughable at the very best, right? And so last night when I heard the news clip, I'm going to play the news clip by our news last night. When I heard the news clip, I said to myself, "Wow, this sounds like back in the 90s, right? And I have a guest in studio with me this morning, Chris Kindy. She joins me. She's my friend all the way from China. We'll talk about it a little bit. And I don't know. I don't know if it's just me that remember the school dance in the 90s, right? When you have some boys from one corner and some other boys from another corner, but all us from the same area. And we don't really mess with them boys from through that corner. And so when the dance start, right, you know when the fight about to break out. There's certain songs in the dance, when you hear them, you know fight could be next. And that's kind of how it was in the 90s, right? And so I said that yesterday almost sounded to me like the 90s dance hall in the school, when we had the dancers in schools. And you know the songs that you can't play, because if you play them, they can cause fight to break out, all right? So that's kind of what it sounded like to me yesterday at House of Assembly. I felt like I was riding the buses back in the 90s when Woe and Cowboy them was riding, and Bapito them was riding bus, right? I felt the 1990s come alive again to me yesterday listening to the speaker. So I want you to listen to the clip from, it's Jasmine Brown from Howard Hughes. And after that, I'll see if I could create the 1990s disco scene that would guarantee to lead to a fight. Jasmine Brown, Howard Hughes.
Moments before he abruptly adjourned Parliament.
This, to me, was my final straw when it comes to the disrespect of this institution and disrespect of the office of the Speaker.
The Speaker, who has repeatedly petitioned for the independence of Parliament, says the events of the day represented the final straw. Moultrie says he reached out to Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis and Bamboo Town MP Renwood Wells, who is the leader of government business, following confirmation that a staffer had contracted COVID-19.
Staff of the Parliament were assembled in these very chambers, waiting for answers. We got one response in one word from the member for Killarney, and that was noted.
He added that the House of Assembly had yet to be sanitized since the chief clerk contracted COVID-19.
Despite the speaker indicating that the staff of this parliament should be in quarantine as a result of them not being able to take the COVID tests, many of them, Ms. Lightburn is called upon to be here this morning. In breach of the request or instructions by the speaker that the staff should be in quarantine.
Moultrie also accusing the government of not adhering to its own COVID-19 protocols, citing the fact that there was no physical distancing amongst most MPs.
We established a certain physical distancing within this parliament. The speaker announced those protocols. And some authority who believes that they have jurisdiction over the speaker's jurisdiction in this legislative branch has caused numerous chairs to be added to this assembly.
Now he says he's fed up.
I don't necessarily pick fights or wars. But if you want a war, you can get a war. Pursuant to Rule 88, Subsection 9, this parliament is hereby adjourned to the 3rd of May at 10 a.m.
Dr. Minnis previously informed the House that he read books.
And so you hear the speaker, Chris, you hear the speaker firstly say good morning to the people so they know that you're here.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, great. And so you hear the speaker of the House Assembly say, game come, bottle break on the court. I don't have time to play. I told you all to keep this girl home and for everybody to be home because COVID.
Yeah.
And you all look like you all don't have no respect for big man. All right? I don't know who keep giving out orders around here, but only one fella supposed to could give out orders, and that's me. And when I talk to this other boy, right? Because this is how they sound to me. When I talk to this other boy, the boy can say, noted. Like, he don't respect big body.
At all.
Oh, my goodness. This is, you can't believe, you can't make this stuff up, I'm telling you. So, I don't know, you heard my opening introduction. Did you go to school in the 90s?
Of course not. I was born in 1989.
Okay. So maybe you don't know about the 1990s dance in the schools. And we used to have dance
in
the schools.
We had school dances when I was in school.
No, but y'all had the amended ones, right? that were unlike the ones we had. Like, they had to amend the ones that you all had.
If ours was amended, I hope that they continued to amend.
Yeah, so there would always be... There would always be a portion of the school dance that you knew when this kind of music started to play, that people was going to fight. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I've kind of prepared a list. I want you to help me with it.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's my first one, right? I think this one would get people walking into the dance, swinging their hand like gangsters, you know? So you know, Ida Street Boys have a problem with Podolio Street Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Podolio Street Boys and Ida Street Boys is friends.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't go see their friends because they got to come past Mini Street and we ain't having it.
Okay.
You see what I say?
Yeah.
So wherever we see Ida Street Boys,
it's a problem.
It's a problem. And I mean on site.
On site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me the first one, Kermit.
I don't know.
Kermit break one long ago. Okay, so while we try to adjust this, right? We got it, Kermit? We ain't got it yet? All right, we got it now. Okay, so again, Ida Street Boys trying to get to Podolio Street.
Okay.
They got to come past Mini Street.
Mm-hmm.
That is not happening.
On site.
There would be no basketball playing on Lincoln Boulevard basketball court because y'all can't get to that.
No.
I don't care if you walk the Wolf Roadway, be on Nyan at the corner too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
Waiting.
Good. Let's go, Kermit. I don't know what's happening. Y'all pray for my producer. He's getting it together. He's got to. We almost there. Okay, so Kermit isn't ready. Anyway, so let's see if we can figure out who's calling me. What do you think they want? Anyway.
Maybe they have the song.
No, but what do you think about it? While we wait on Kermit, what did you think about the speaker's, well, first of all, his position. Secondly, the speaker's deportment. Thirdly, what did you think about the fact that the speaker triggered some rule? It's not really like a rule. It's just like a rule of parliament rule. So it's not like a law. The speaker was able to use the rule because it's the rule of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
In suspending the house yesterday, obviously to the prime minister's annoyance, you saw the prime minister get up and kind of trudge out.
For me personally, I fully agree with the speaker's position. We in a pandemonium.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to get everyone else to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone who is tested positive for COVID who has been in this establishment and around these people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who else has caught the COVID.
Yeah.
They haven't cleaned the place.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be supposed to come back in there and play around in the COVID.
Well, see,
and then go home to our kids and all this other stuff, and then you want to talk about the surge and the third wave. Like, everyone has to take the pandemonium just as serious as.
But I don't know if the speaker's issue is solely about that, right? Because it's been bubbling up a little while.
No, but also respect me.
Yeah, this has been bubbling
respect
up a little while.
If I said something and you gave me this position where I'm allowed to do these things, and I said these people are staying home in quarantine 14 days, how dare you?
Mm-hmm. Who call and tell her come to work?
Yeah. How dare you?
She yeah, got my grandma to used me. To say, listen to me. If Christ call you and I call you,
exactly.
I ain't telling you don't go to Christ.
Let Christ know I call.
Right. you don't just walk off you and Christ because whenever you come back, you're gonna have me to deal with.
I feel like that's very disrespectful because they could at least give him a call, have a conversation about it,
and say
and come to a middle ground.
Yeah. We can let her stay home, but we can't let everybody stay.
Right.
So we can do
would just be like, yeah, I know you say that, but
y'all
still come.
Y'all come. Yeah.
Speaker. Not serious. What?
Do I still have on my speaker? Let me look at this.
He probably has to go check his job description right quick. He's like, wait, what?
Yeah. No, I think, and you know, if you follow politics, you know that the speaker has been having a bit of a spat. Him and the prime minister, you know, he's recently not been nominated for his seat. The prime minister, those have basically dismissed his aspirations politically and have promised him high commission, I think it was to London or something to that effect. And I think he just has had enough. He's had enough of the party and the politics. And he says, you know, as speaker, I can't get nothing done. I can't get my bathroom fixed. Mm-hmm. I can't get the roof fixed. I mean, am I the Speaker of the House of Assembly, right?
And it really looking like they don't rate him.
And the thing is, though, like, I hear people in the public are kind of, like, tired of him. But the guy actually makes a good case. Like, you know what I mean? The speaker is not Halton Muldry. Mm-hmm. Halton Muldry just happens to be, you know, in the office of the speaker. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it could be John Paul. Tomorrow it could be, you know, Sean Smith. Who sits there doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. His point is, there are trappings of this office. Give them to me. Mm-hmm. This office ought to function a certain way. Give that
Let
to
it
me.
Function.
There ought to be a certain level of respect and separation. Let that be the case. The prime minister is not my boss. Even though he is the leader of my body, even though he's the chief executive officer of the Bahamas, he ain't my superior. We are equals. He runs a branch of government. I run a branch of government. I don't go over by cabinet trying to tell them what to do over there. I don't know why they keep marching across this Parliament Square trying to tell me what to do over here. Mm-hmm. And besides, they wouldn't give me no budget. So every single thing I need, I got to go ask this boy for. And you could see, me and Ronks don't really see eye to eye. Yep. And I think that's where the speaker's running into problems. But I don't know. How good do you think it is when younger people consider it? Because younger people, I don't know if they follow politics the way. But how much of it do you think young people are engaged in?
So me personally, I definitely don't follow politics. Mm-hmm. I only know when certain things happen when it goes viral on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And when it goes viral on Twitter, it's because it's probably absolutely ridiculous or absolutely hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, what is this place that we live in? Are we living in Narnia? Is the Bahamas a real functioning place with mm-hmm. an actual government?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think like for most of us, that's to the point that we are in now, because everyone sort of feels as though it doesn't matter who comes into power, it's going to be the same basic nonsense, just with a different color ribbon on top.
Hmm. Someone wants to talk to me. Let me see who this is. Good morning, caller. You're on. Bremen, I told you this. Bremen. Stop calling my universe dark. Other than that, I'm going to stop entertaining conversations with you. It offends me.
It offends you?
I am offended by it.
Well, other people know that.
Bremen, other people don't have a talk show. I do, and you're calling to talk to me, and I'm asking you to not offend me. Is that fair?
I apologize.
I don't want you to apologize. I just want you to cease and desist. You know, like Jesus told the woman at the well, don't be sorry. Just don't try it again.
Well, you're governing my
I am not in any way governing your behavior. I am telling you how to let your behavior interact with my behavior.
Okay, I'll make my point, and I wouldn't call you again because I'm going to do it. Okay?
Go on, Bremen.
What I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
As pace setters, speaking of the Prime Minister and the Speaker,
mm-hmm.
I think they should have choose their words in a more humble manner because they are dealing with the public, and the public are hearing what they had said when they talked about war.
Mm-hmm.
You're not cutting the right example as pace setters, and this country already has a violent statistic. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your time, Bremen. How are we looking? Is my music ready yet? My music's not ready. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Bremen. How are you today?
I feel good. How are you?
Oh, man, I ain't feel good. But you could imagine paying somebody a whole salary, right? And mm-hmm. getting a full salary, okay? And then to give me attitude, okay?
Well, I don't know. That would be in the event that you are my boss. But you know, if you're not my boss, I am allowed to give you whatever I desire.
But that's the same attitude that you tell me at Government House where I was swear in not to have. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And here it is, in this pandemic, so many of us don't have a job. You have a full-time job. And then you're given us rules and regulations for us to abide by. And here it is, in that house that we elected you to, you ain't won't carry it out. Okay? You just charge a whole group of people, at least a company, almost $100,000 for gathering without masks. Okay? And for being so social distance. Okay? What are you trying to tell my children, okay, that I, in this real world, letting this man tell me how to act, and he ain't doing it right?
Well, I guess if you set the rules for people, the question becomes who sets the rules for you, right? It's kind of like how your doctor tells you please stop smoking. And then you meet him out at the Friday event, and he has a cigar. You know the kind of way? You gone? Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Morning. How you doing?
I feel good. How are you?
I need guests. Wonderful. You take your medication this morning? Because I need your advice.
Man, I think I take them this morning. Yeah, I feel
okay,
like I take them.
Listen, let me show you how powerful the Speaker of the House of Assembly is. The humans need to educate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think that Speaker sitting in that chair and he ain't nothing minutes them, once they didn't choose him, can't do nothing with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? You know what sits in the front, directly in the front of the speaker?
Yeah, the mace.
The mace.
Yeah.
And you know who the mace is representative of?
Elizabeth Regina.
You take your medication this morning. There are two of them in this country, mm-hmm, that menace internal self-rule. He can dilly-dally, but he won.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to putting their foot down, the governor general and the Speaker of the House of Assembly,
mm-hmm,
represent as a direct representative of Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a way to cure it. You could call an election. All you have to do is dissolve the House. If you dissolve the House, boom, there goes the Speaker.
That's the reason. Yeah, but the Speaker, like you said it earlier, you know, it doesn't matter who you choose to sit in the chair. The chair still has that power.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it still
no,
there.
I agree.
You understand me? Mm-hmm. So, Minister, pick you today, pick me tomorrow, pick the lady in the studio the next day. The power of that chair, that's why Moody pulled that power move on him yesterday.
I think Moultrie is playing chess at this point. The one thing I have concluded about the speaker is whether you like his methodology or not. The speaker, I think he seems to be a guy, although very hot under the collar, I believe, he seems to think about how or what he wants to do next. You know, I mean, the guy is a meteorologist and a lawyer. That doesn't sound like somebody that is in
the government. Mm-hmm. I used to find me street boy right around the corner from me. Grew up around the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. The lady said it right in there. Let's stop talking about the fact that Moultrie had having problems with his party and all that foolishness. Moultrie is now trying to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
me? Like the lady say, respect me.
Yeah.
Let's get it right. Follow
correct.
The rules.
Yeah.
Minister is the biggest breakers of these. Anyway, almost
cussed
us now.
Yeah, don't cuss. Yeah. All right, Palm Beach Street. Thank you for calling. 3-2-3-6-2-3-2-3-2-5-4-3-1-6. Kermit, let's go to a break. We're going to a break. I'm in studio. Chris Kindy is my guest. We're talking about what's happening in the news, right? The speaker break bottle on the court, y'all. The speaker say, game come, mister. And I don't care who. Kermit, you remember when the fellas used to kick your ball? The fella take your ball from Lincoln Boulevard. When he kick it, you don't find it. You must find it on Wolf Road.
Mm-hmm.
No one could play. That's it. Nobody playing on the court today. Game over. Go home. Go call your big brothers them now. You better have big brothers. Don't move. Leave him alone. I'm unleashed. We'll be back.
Glory. Oh, glory. Glory.
Hands to the heavens. No man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings.
Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be out.
We get it now?
It will be out. Oh.
Anyway, welcome back. Levin Miller is here. I don't know. I think the speaker must have interrupted our broadcasting equipment. I'm not really sure what's happening. We can't get it fixed. We've been trying, though. Chris Kidd joins me in studio nonetheless. We're taking calls. The lines are kind of open. I want to talk about the speaker, though. So don't take me too far from now, but you could talk to me.
Speaker wants you to respect him.
I see. Bring the computer in.
He just wants respect at this time.
Let's take another call. Good morning, call you're on.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, do it.
Hey, and good morning to you guys. I was trying to swallow something just now. hey, I love this game. This is like chess.
Mm-hmm.
This political chess.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you was a military man, so you should have some sort of training or knowledge in chess. Right? The last caller.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between, Mr. Moultrie and Mr. Smith is that you can't dictate to Mr. Moultrie.
Right.
All right? And I don't get into the details. I know why I say that. But at the end of the day, guess what?
You cannot dictate to Halton Moultrie, the man? Or are you saying that?
His position. The position he's in now.
Okay.
Okay? Because right now he's independent, so you can't dictate to him.
Right.
But what I don't understand, when Ms. Hanna was going through all of that turmoil and, back and forth with Mr. Moultrie and even in one or two incidents with Mr. Davis or one of his family members, you had those sitting members of parliament bang, 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 bang on the desk, laughing, bang, 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 bang. Oh, get the police to get Ms. Hanna. Bang, 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 bang. But you know something yesterday, Mr. Miller?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear a pin drop in that house?
No, actually.
Mm-mm. Huh?
You could hear one if they did drop one.
But let me ask something. What do you think now? I was talking to someone, right? What do you think going to happen next? Do you realize Mr. Moultrie, the wick, and I use that hypothetically, that he's going to force Mr. Minister to call an election?
Whether he's going to force you with the prime minister to call an election, I don't know. Mm-hmm. What I can say, though, is, one, I'm not really sure they want to have this level of contention between them.
No.
I don't think it will do anything for their... Okay, so here's my thing. My thing is, the speaker must realize that politically, he's dead in the water right now. He has no engines, right?
Mm-hmm. So he ain't got nothing to lose. He has nothing to lose, Mr. Miller.
Right, except for the fact that people like to live comfortable after they've left power. And I think you're playing an interesting game of Russian roulette here, because I don't necessarily believe he has friends with the PLP, right? And if you lose all your friends on this side, because here's the deal, you may do this to upset the prime minister, right? But you will upset the cohorts of the prime minister as well.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to me. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
From Mr. Moultrie when independent, let's be realistic. A lot of things I disagreed with him when he was, I consider it to that point my opinion
mm-hmm.
and some things being biased.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's independent. He's neutral.
Is that a biased position?
Huh? About it?
That position, that could be biased. You don't think so? Because I'm sure F&Ms will tell me, oh, he only doing this now because the PLP got him in the pocket. You see what I'm saying?
But listen. The fact remains, everything, if you want to be real with yourself, if everything that Mr. Moultrie did, from he distanced himself from the F&M party in particular, right, he did it by the rules, by the books. Mr. Moultrie said when he was saying, he said that, Mr. Menace make the rules, you know. You make the, okay, Mr. Miller,
mm-hmm.
you tell your little son, don't go outside.
Mm-hmm. Right? I get it. Moultrie's thing was, these are our rules. We are not ourselves obeying by the rules.
So why so much of these so-called F&M so up in arms?
Because nobody likes to not be able to do it, especially if it's my ball. Right now, it's the F&M's ball. When you tell them they can't play on the court, they're going to be upset. You follow me? Okay, I think we lost them. So what I want to know, though, is what does it translate... What are some of the things about the behavior of the politicians these days that are bothering people that are considered in the youth voting bloc? My music is here. My music is here. Let's just get this question in and then we'll figure the rest out.
So
For me and most of the people that I associate with, one major frustration is that the politicians seem to be in this childish game of back and forth. It's just, this one isn't doing this and this one isn't doing that. But if this was to be election season and you're trying to get us to vote for you, can you tell us what it is that you plan to do, or are you just going to keep mudslinging at each other? Like, that's extremely frustrating. Because we're not learning anything about your party or you as a person, and why should I vote for you?
What if they say, though, that these are all products of a growing system? We're a young country. We're developing. These are all growing pains that we suffer now.
That is very cute, but it's not facts.
It could be. We're only 40.
I've been in small countries.
Right.
These are not growing pains. This is just being stuck in the same cycle and refusing to let new blood come in and make things make sense. There's so many developments that we could have made for a young country that we have yet to make because we're busy going back and forth with this political
Seeing who could be the furthest.
Yeah,
because that's exactly what this turning into between the speaker and the prime minister.
It's a pissing contest, yeah. For real.
Let's see who could pee closest to the wall. That's what it's kind of turning into. Okay, so Kermit, you got some of my music ready? Great. So yesterday, I believe that if the speaker could tell the prime minister anything, or if this was the 1990s dance hall and we knew we was beating up the boys from Ida Street that day, right? I was trying to see how would the dance hall genre of music go to kind of get us into the perfect mood, right? Because I feel like yesterday should have ended in a fight. Like, if this was Carlton Francis circa 1996,
yes,
right, and we was fighting the boys from Otis,
you keep comparing our political people
to primary school
children,
the primary school dance hall.
Okay, I just went
because not all the children got to go in the dance hall like me. You know, I was raised in the Church of God. I just used to walk up and down past the dance. I never really been inside.
Never went inside.
No,
you just saw when the fight come out.
Correct. And what I did was I took really good notes for whenever the principal come, I could let her know who all was doing what. That was me, right? So give me that one, Kermit, because this is what I think. This is what I think the speaker walked into yesterday when he entered the parliament.
Lord to mercy, super see, we got a bad boy. Come here, bad boy, from here to Jamaica. Clean on no gunny, for no know the answer. Me a bad boy, from here to Jamaica. Clean on no gunny, for no know the answer. Super see a bad boy, from here to Jamaica. As simple as you see me, me a bad murderer. Me no stop clean, me gun pan, fill me corner. Don't cut me wrist, matches laying on further. Was a wicked little youth, all Starsky and Kappa. Him give me the first 3-2 Beretta. His guess a idiot, want test the super. Boom! Him does all of it. If me cut to a girl and she don't answer, he'll let me hear me say help her father. Me just pick up myself and then me walk over. Then her me size can then her body here. You call me a bad boy from me left Jamaica. Clean on up on the phone on what.
And so I think the speaker walking is we yesterday he leave home. He leave home and displaying in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Just that so was his get ready.
Just so he could get himself together, right? And then he gets inside the parliament and he sizes the people up and he says, these fellas don't know who I is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, and
they
then
know who they playing with.
I don't know who they think they is,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely don't know who they think I is, right? So the speaker tells them, say, you know something, let's play this one because this would have been when he take off his white shirt.
Yeah.
Because we can't let that get messed up.
Of course not.
In the
you
fight.
You have to take off your shirt.
All right, good. Give me the next one, Kermit. It must be. Listen, whoever is working over on my thing, I want you to stop it.
Please.
Why is my computer not working in here this morning? Let's take some more calls. Good morning, caller. You're on. Hey, caller.
Throw out a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
One is, anybody remember when Arlington Butler was the Speaker of the House?
Mm-hmm.
And when he called for a vote when the Prime Minister and many others were out of the House, he called the vote early. And what the Prime Minister of Finland did, within a couple of days, he had no job.
He fired the Speaker?
He prorogued the House, if that's the right word,
mm-hmm.
and bring a new agenda back.
Yeah, but that still wouldn't change the Speaker. The only way to get rid of the Speaker, if I'm not mistaken, is to dissolve the House. Are you still there?
If you'd like to make
Let's take another call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Leron Miller. I'm your guest.
Hi, Berenice. You still there? I don't know. What's happening? Good morning, Carly. You're on. 323-622-3232-54316. Let me read a couple of these text messages. This one here says, Kermit keeps telling me noted. I believe so. You think it's Kermit? Man, I don't think it's Kermit. I can see him. He's right here. It's not him. This one here says, come on and leave him. Bremen break bottle on the court for you now. Well, the Bremen kind of did break the bottle on the court for me as well. Bremen tell me, say, I'm not ever calling your show back again. You know, I'm so hurt. How my heart aches within me. This one says, immature boys need to go home and have their pampers change. This one says, good day. Can't you guys find something else to talk about on every station? No. Talk radio is about current affairs and current issues. Actually, it should be offensive if I came in here every day and only talked about what it was I thought I wanted to talk about. Because people have thoughts about things that are going on around them. And you have to talk about those things so that people get an opportunity to be a part of the conversation at a national level. That is what talk radio ought to do. I'm hopeful that we are accomplishing that this morning. Let's take the call. Come on and call you on. Call you there? Don't listen to the radio. Listen to me. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
I feel good. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's JJ, man. You know, let me tell you what's happening in this country. And every time I tell you, young, independent baby, you're not a real baby. That one called there, the queen. Just the most cool last time. This is already the last time around.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to the young lady and they're saying, new people, you see, it's something called party line. I always tell the boss, stop taking these people who come from because these are different parties. They are not loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have what you want? When I got a job, Liban, I hire people who I know, you know. Mm-hmm. And people who I see trade, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hire all kind of people. Don't mind anybody laughing in the face. I was telling the boss, don't mind anybody laughing in the face. You as one of the most hated men in this country. But what you need to do is make the right and honest for this country,
mm-hmm.
the man. And nothing can change in this country until 2027. Sometimes they need to learn to listen to people like myself, man. Thanks, take my call.
All right, appreciate you, JJ. Let's take it along. Good morning, call you on. Not there. Let's read a couple more of these text messages. This one says, good morning, Levin. Your guest sounds really out of touch. What else? Everyone should take an interest in political affairs in this country. The fact that she says she doesn't unless it's in social media speaks volumes. What do you say with people that say, you know, that young people just aren't engaged at a level that I guess is appreciable? Is it your job to know, or is it your job, or is it their job to ensure that you know? What do I mean?
I understand what you're saying. And I agree with that, the ending part. It is their job to make sure that we know. Because most people in my generation, we are fully abreast of politics in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and other places. Here, when it comes to politics, it's so much BS that you have to filter through before you even understand or know what is happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in our pairs who are into politics, even they will say to us, like, they have no idea what's going on. They have no idea what direction the company is trying to go into or whatever like that. Most of us are currently trying to figure out ways to get out of this country because things just aren't making sense.
But isn't that daunting, though, to know that the people that should be carrying the country into the next generation of Bahamians, the next cycle of Bahamians, one, are not having younger Bahamians because many of them claim they can't see a way to take care of the children if they were to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second concern is, even if I was able to take care of the child, I don't see the ceiling being high enough to create opportunities. So my ideal situation is to get away from here. Yes. Don't you think that that is a dangerous place for us to be as a country?
It is an extremely dangerous place for us to be as a country. And what are we as a country doing to change that?
How are young people getting involved to kind of change that narrative?
I know a few young people who have tried to get involved in certain things to try and help with the change that is needed in this country. But after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years of trying, and not getting anywhere, or basically just continually getting pushback, or having to take 3, 4, 5 steps back, how long are you going to continue to hammer at a wall that isn't moving?
Hmm. All right, Kermit, I think I heard my music just now. Was that it? I think I heard my music. Let's see, Lord, if you are up there, please let it play.
With your mama and your one world, I'm gonna resign.
certain things me put yeah. on, but me okay. will kill you with your mama and your one house a gun me resign.
So this would have this would the speaker would have walked into yesterday, because he would have been very ready to beat up everybody in the whole of the parliament, and just to let them know that he don't play, right? The speaker was gonna come. How many big brothers them, right? Because it's usually like six of them when they walk in the dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about six of them, and so now when you get into the temple, let's see if we can find the other ones. The speaker then walks in, sees the prime minister sitting there. Sees the government sitting there. Sees Renwood Wells doors and flanked by all those people. Right? And I can imagine he must say, these fellas really want to test me.
Mm-hmm.
These fellas really, really, really take me for a clown. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But is that where our democracy ought to get? Like, is that... Should our democracy get to the point where... Well, it had to become about my ego. Like,
you keep saying, get there. It's been there.
Mm-hmm.
These things have been happening for a while now. This isn't like the first instant where ego has taken mm-hmm. place in the House of Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It just seems to be our culture.
So I think I hear it now in the background. So I think this is what the Speaker of the House of Assembly wanted the governing party to know when he walked into the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Play it for the beginning for me, Kermit.
When I was a little baby, I used to crawl and mend me. But now me turn a big man, now me a walk on me feet. And any some boy try test me, me know they must get defeat. It's a sound boy. You have a dead before a morning, and if you test the ragamuffin, let me tell you, you have a dead before a morning, and if you test the ragamuffin, sound boy. You better move before me reach it down. Skip before me use that duplicate and lick off your face. Why move before me reach it down? Skip before me use that duplicate and lick off your face. Me rock a muffin in your celebrity. Kill sound a clown or a in a country. Hear no sign and them never see me. Me no know how them the sound fi come test me. Them better move before me reach it down. Skip before me use that
duplicate. So the speaker say, if a sound boy try test me, I'd lick off one of y'all in here, you know. I don't play. I think by now they'd have been fighting for sure, though.
For sure.
Yeah, they'd have been. If they were not all honorable men. Because you could see the prime minister was visibly annoyed. Right? He doesn't hide his emotions very well. He does this Olivia Pope thing with his
lips. Yes,
lip.
Everything reads on his face.
Yeah, he does this Olivia Pope thing that it is just so interesting to watch. Like, right? Let's take a call. Come on and call you on.
Hey, morning.
What's up?
Good morning, yes. I want you to lose track of your topic.
Mm-hmm.
But Lightbond, man, he want me to tell the government big up the Mariners program he got down there, man. That's before I met him, man. You did a good job on promoting the Mariners.
Oh, Glenn Lightbond, yeah.
Good boy, come.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yes.
All right, brethren. Blessed love and keep up. Keep their foot in the fire.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. The text right here says, true fighters don't give up after a few years around the world. People still fighting for equality after decades. What do you say about that? Chris?
One more time.
It says, true fighters do not give up after a few years. Around mm-hmm. the world, people are still fighting for equality. How do you feel about that? Do you think that, I mean, do you believe that you all are giving up too, like, it's a country, right? So you should fight for it. Do you think you all are giving up too easily?
I can't agree or disagree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
In certain situations, I completely understand why some of my friends and counterparts have made the decisions that they've made. And then in certain situations, I do feel as though they could have kept pushing to try and get something done.
But what is opportunity?
As someone who's recently moved back into this country,
mm-hmm.
I understand the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak about the frustration and you speak to your parents and your parents' parents and they all have the same frustration, it just becomes a bit like daunting. So then you just decide, you know what, I'm just going to keep my head down, do what I need to do to take care of me. And that's that. Even when it comes to equality, when we speak about gay rights, women's rights, whatever, you have many women and many homosexuals have decided that they're just going to look over themselves instead for the greater community. Mm-hmm.
Someone here says, loving the show. Certainly the episode between the speaker and the PM resembles that of Who is the Baddest Man on the Block, and your analogy of the childhood experience is perfect. Thank you. Levin, your guest is dynamic. I hope those in authority are listening to her. I love the show. Someone just says, great show, Levin. The speaker has the FNM prime minister in a tough place. Ring the bell so the majority of the real Bahamian people can rid themselves of you and the spineless government from Grand Bahama. From Grand Bahama. We need to vote for change and mature men, not boys with much emotional spin like children. Parliament has many immature people or underdeveloped boys.
What are we doing here?
You should have played Supercat Me a Bad Boy. I did. That was what I opened with. Listen, I want to let you all know, I got a real decent dub mix going on. Yeah. As for why my producer's computer isn't working this morning, I don't know. I could try one more for y'all before I leave. I got about 4-6 minutes. I'm going to try one more, right? But I believe the ultimate fight song. Mm-hmm. Ultimate fight song.
Ultimate fight song.
I can try to leave
this
it
that This is the one we can make.
I can try to leave it that
disconnect with me.
Yeah, so I can give you all this one. You got this one ready, Kermit? Let's try to give you all this one. And then I can try to leave with the ultimate fight song. Now, this one here could get you beat up. Mm-hmm. By this time, chair throwing. All right? Mm-hmm. Chair throwing. And this is what would have been playing in the parliament when the speaker asked everybody to rise so he could get out of the parliament. Go ahead, Kermit.
Wait, the man. Wait, the man. Gonna take me did done. Wait, the man. Wait, the man. Gonna think me did done. Me come fit and up. Say DJ Gwanga, say don't be come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Me come fit and up. DJ Gwanga, say don't be come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run now. Put up and chat come off on the right. They have two stickers and the mic. Admiral, come off of the left before me use the bomber and box it till the death. He's a grinds man, him a send tread me electric chain. Me go shock him to death. Wait the man, who that a come? Wait the man.
I think when the speaker was walking out of the House of Assembly yesterday, that's what would have been playing. Because by then the chairs would have been throwing. Someone throw a Gatorade. Someone got to throw a Gatorade. And after that,
it has to be a red Gatorade, too.
Red Gatorade. You know it very well. You sound like you've been a couple of these. It's big fight in the dance after that. Let's take this call. Good morning, call. You're on.
Morning.
Hey, what's up?
Not a thing, man. Listen, you may be the ultimate Marine, ex-Marine. You may be the ultimate bus driver, but you and your selected little officer that selected, leave the thing to the technocrats. Leave it to the technocrats.
Oh, my goodness.
You need to end with this song.
Uh-huh.
Who won't come test this? Just cross the border.
Listen, that in here, you know, we just can't get to it.
Yeah, but you need to get to that. And then when you finish with Hudson Moochie telling minister them who walk test this cross the border, end with Britannia rule. Show him up. You understand me?
Yes. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Somebody else says, this one says, good morning, Mr. Miller. I think it's time, minister, ring the bell. This one also says, boy, you don't know me. What does it say? Boy, the song, what? Okay, try it in English one more time for me. Good morning, Mr. Miller. I think it's time, and it's ring the bell. I read that one already. Look how you have all the junglers winding up this morning. Why do you think so? Wherever you all are, please tell your boss, I tell you all wind up. Let's take one more call. Good morning, caller, you're on.
Long time, listen to first time caller.
Thank you.
I think one of the songs would be this song.
I don't want, man, you going too early. You going too early, because... That's the one I'm leaving on. I want you to stop it.
I think that's what the speaker was walking out
with. I want you to stop it, because that's exactly where we are now, all right?
So,
Chris, I it is amazing. It is amazing, you know, something. As decent as y'all people like to play, all y'all is ghetto children like me, you know. And I love that about y'all.
I don't never play nothing.
Yeah, they like to play decent around this place, but all us ain't nothing but variations of E Street. yeah, that's what we all are. So even when you call us things like the Honorable and give us big robe and stick a dig to walk with, every now and again we just lose it. And sometimes when we lose it, people just get hurt, right?
Right.
Now, I hear him playing it in the background because he must be know what used to start fights in the dance in the 90s, right? So by this time, the red Gatorade get throw.
Yep.
Someone get throw the government chair.
Yes, of course.
School chair get throw. Dagger hit the door. Bam.
Break.
I don't act like I promoting violence. This is what I witnessed, right? Now it's big fight. Of course, the principal is an old dude, so he ain't getting in the middle of this.
He's standing
at an elevated point with his cane so he can see who all he could identify in the fight.
Who getting suspended Monday.
But then they would have to leave the dance, right? They would have to leave the dance. And in order to leave the dance, they'd be trying to get to the DJ to get him to shut it down. But not before the DJ play this song right here.
Sometimes my man You guaranteed.
All of a sudden, when this song started to play, all the bottle could connect.
Oh, Lord. A fight could happen today with this song playing.
Yeah. Soon as Man Get Coop start playing, all of a sudden, you don't know where the bottle come from. You get busted in the back of your head. And I think...
And then people take the opportunity to fight whoever they wanted to fight from long
Correct,
time.
Because I remember that time we play Hot Rock and the teacher didn't come.
All of a sudden I run hot. I remember when you crossed me, dropped my hottie potty last week.
Correct. So we're out of time, Chris. It's good to have you.
As always, it's great.
What do you do these days that you're not in China?
Oh, what do I do these days? I manage alcohol brands.
I like people to manage alcohol brands. I actually really just like the alcohol.
It's a real passion for me.
But I realize I need people to get that done.
Right. So I encourage people to drink certain brands.
I feel like you're doing the Lord's work.
So do I.
Yeah, I feel like... I feel like
it was
like,
a calling, you know?
I feel like the Lord is pleased with you.
How
long did you stay in China?
I was in China for 10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I've been back for two.
Plan to go back?
Probably to visit, maybe not to live.
Are people over there still as frantic as we are here in the post-COVID world?
No.
Life is almost as normal. We gotta get
but
you back.
But they always was in masks, so that makes no difference.
Yeah, we gotta get you back to talk about that. Anyway, Kermit, I want you to take me out to Man Forget Coop because I want to make sure I wake up the East Street and these people this morning. That's what I want. I want to make sure that nobody can get nothing done today.
Choosing violence.
Because everyone chose violence. Halton Mojri choose violence. Hubert Minnis choose violence. We choosing violence. That's just what we're doing. That's what we're doing
Bahamas,
on the place.
Please don't choose violence today.
Yeah, man, for God's sake, y'all don't choose violence. Y'all please don't listen to that. But it was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun. It's always fun talking with you.
Yeah, listen, and watching them.
Yes.
I like watching them and then talking about them, right? Because they are fun. And Halton Mojri say, don't play with me, boy. I 6 foot, you know. Y'all think I just play. I will break bottle on this court and no one else will be able to play. Anyway, that's my time. My name is David Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. And today, jungle is music.
Yes.
So take me out to this and Juan McCartney will be next.
You don't know you're not a cheat on me.
Coop.
I wish I took was in your jewelry.
Coop.
I hear that she all have young belly.
Coop.
Are you a minor and a tree picking it?
Coop.
I wear your minor with me DJ money.
Coop.
And you tell her me no who on your body.
Coop.
Just find a yard before I kill somebody.
Coop.
You better know that you be respect Shelly. Sometime a man begin, coop again, coop again, coop. Sometime a man begin, coop again, coop again.